Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on and see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Hey.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has is for me.
Listen, the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Listen, so I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away. I'm gonna wait here. And I'ma praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar. Hey.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has
right here, y'all say. Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
And the truth in made me free. Gave it to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. Oh. You got it, Joe? Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me set free.
This means war. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, it does. This means war. Welcome, family, tonight for Let's Talk Jesus. And yes, our forum continues to discuss and to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, our mixed discussions and our mixed topics will share Jesus in all of the areas that he walked, all the examples that he set, and the testimonies that now we can go and make disciples on and teach them in all of the ways, and to now lead them to lead others. Oh my God, I've been doing a study on leadership, and you must lead like Jesus, and then you understand that we can not exclude anyone. Because no matter how sinful or how broken or what sin you committed and how big or little you may want to define it, Jesus still loves us. He still wants to save us. He still is able to transform us. It doesn't matter how big, how little, Jesus is the key to eliminate what man would want to hold you against, what sin would say you are bound by. And yes, he can forgive all of your sins. He can heal all of your wounds. He can change the whole direction of your entire life into a righteous lifestyle, something that's healthy, something that is pure, something that is holy, that you know that now you have taken up that call to say, I desire to follow. Oh, yes, and when we follow Jesus and we understand that by following Jesus, we continue to share Jesus, it always involves that one key element to tell you, tell somebody, that one person that doesn't know him, that one person that needs to hear his name through a confirming voice, that one person that is feeling lost and without Jesus is available, and he is available for anyone who is in need. So guess what? I am number one. Can anybody confirm tonight what happened when the first time you met Jesus? Immediately, you were now not just given something for yourself and nothing seemed like I made it and I found the well or I found the key, but you now have found that ability to live not of your own, but to live of Christ. That privilege to tell about his love, that privilege to share of the obstacles, the standards that are set before us. Our responsibility is to embrace that privilege. Oh my God, the privilege to follow, the privilege to obey, the privilege, oh my God, this is going to hurt somebody, to submit. Something that you cannot even see, but to know that spirit of greatness will lead you. I know I could get 5 phone numbers right now to hit one and say, when I get out the way, God moves. Not when I want him, not when I expect it, but he was never off time. He was always on time. See, talking about Jesus is saying that I have experienced a desperate place, but I found him. I was in a place that I knew nothing. I was without anything. I was in total void. But when I talk about him, it changes everything. I share all the time that the more you share Jesus, the more Jesus becomes lifelike to you. Or let me make it personal, how he became lifelike to me. Oh, yes, I see him face to face, because the more I speak his word, the more alive he becomes. The more I see him in a spiritual realm, the more that his word is sustained by my faith. And I knew that it included, or it was included, because of my salvation. How to use the weapons of warfare that have been put before us. Oh, yes, that's the title of Talking to Jesus. Let's Talk Jesus. Oh, yeah, no, Talking to Jesus tonight. We're going to just flip it around. Yes, we can do a subtitle. But here on Let's Talk Jesus, it's about talking about Jesus, because it's a war. And not only is it a war, this is war. Constantly, right now, each and every one of us are at war. I cannot, you cannot look away and say, well, that's they're going through. That's not, that won't happen to me. You are, when you now have said, I follow, I submit, and I humble myself, you are in a war situation. Some people say, well, how can you equate war to a Christian walk, when war is only kind of recognized the Marines, the Army, the Air Force, and the Navy? But watch what war says. The definition, we all love those definitions. A state of armed conflict between different nations or states, or different groups within a nation or state. Here's another, that's the noun. Look at the verb. The verb is engage in war. Now, we read last week, remember we kicked it off last Monday. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, let's get there. It says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Do you know that? For you to be able to stand, you must be at war. And not just standing there, you must be engaged. Is someone on this broadcast tonight say, I'm ready to engage war? Oh, you better watch it. A lot of us say we're ready. Come on, let's do it. But before you engage, you better be ready and have the whole armor on. Because if you're not prepared, see, a lot of us have jumped into something that we did not know we were getting into. Some of us have jumped into a situation that we were not totally informed about every area. Some of us have gotten in the situation that we just went in blind. But when we are operating, oh my God, and I'll say this as a side note, if there's one caller tonight that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, dial one right now. We'll get that out of the equation. Let's get you integrated and brought into the family. And it only takes a couple of steps. We can get that done now, and then we'll talk to you in the green room and give you everything you need to be just like me, a Christian, thriving for a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And it's available today. Side note, thank you. If you need that, dial one right now. But if you are in that place that you're saying, I am a follower, we always want to preach to those that we say are lost. And yes, we must. But don't you know, some of us are sitting in the church or on this broadcast or on another thing that are still lost, because no one said, wake up, get up and do something. Get into your own position with the word of God and see the life that is available to you to this day. No, not just accessible. You remember we taught all we give that differential of access to available. See, available means that for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He's available. Because he didn't exclude, but he included and said the world. But you must now make a decision to believe, to have access to the true relationship with God. There may be some, I almost had a piece of paper in my head, almost threw it up in flips. I don't care who you are and how you look at it. To have a relationship with God, you have to know that it's going to cost you something in obedience. And if I am ready to be engaged, oh my God, in relationship, you better be ready to be engaged in war, because the enemy is there seeking those that he can devour. Because if you're not engaged, you're just waiting around. If you're not engaged, you're just holding on. If you're just, oh my God, if you're not engaged, you just woulda, coulda, shoulda, instead of being prepared. See, when you're engaged, that means you're already in it. You know there's a war, so let's get ready for war and let's stay engaged. When? I heard Minister Terry said now. Because now is the time. Now is the opportunity that I can be what God has purposed for me to be. A soldier. In the army of the Lord. See, the Bible says we perish for a lack of knowledge. And I'll tell you, stupidity or anything else, but because the lack of knowledge to want to know the knowledge. See, a lot of us say that I don't know, or that's beyond me. No. Let's keep it real tonight here on Let's Talk Jesus. If you want knowledge, you have to seek knowledge. If you want knowledge, you have to go to work for knowledge. Oh my God, if you want knowledge, you got to study to show yourself approved to knowledge. What is knowledge? The word. What is the word? Oh, I like that. I heard about 15 people say Jesus and be ready to be full. To be in purpose and to watch this, be engaged. Oh, if you're ready to be engaged, let's get there by putting on the whole armor. But you have to first know, finally, that's why I love verse 10, to really get it into a simplistic submission mode. See, finally in verse 10 means I submit. Finally means I got it. Finally means, ooh, you don't have to tell me that no more. Swish. Come on, somebody put your hand out there. Do the swish. We don't have to talk about that. We don't have to go there anymore. We've already established those principles. Swish. Oh, no, keep on preaching them. Keep on teaching them. But I'm already in there. Ooh, when you say it, yeah, I got that one out the way, because I got five more that I'm dealing with. And I'm understanding that I must be ready, engaged. And not ready to lose your all. Because when you're just standing by, when you're just waiting around, guess what? You are just giving way to destruction. You're giving way to being defeated. And I know we always want to put on something shiny and something nice. No, this armor, this engagement, this position is spiritual. Everything we teach, everything we that's revealed to us through the word of God is spiritual. Finally, my brother and my sister, be strong in the Lord. My strength cometh from what? The Lord. If I'm looking to be strong in it, no, that's not for me. I know I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, because I can do nothing without him, but with him. Oh, my God, there's strength, there's power, there's order, there's focus, there is purpose. See, getting your mind right, knowing that you want to be protected in your mind. You want the hedge of protection around your mind. Oh, if you get your mind right, everything else will get into order. But you know that you cannot put on anything until you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It is a principle. It is a step that we must take because watch, 11 says, then put on the whole armor. See, without 10, you cannot. Some of us are still wondering. Some of us are still guessing. Some of us are still, help me. No, no, finally means there is no help, but my help coming from the Lord. Oh, somebody wanted to wait around for it. No, my help's come from the Lord right now because I know that's where my help comes from. And I'm not going to wait around for somebody to tell me. I know that I know that I know that I know where my help comes from. See, when you change directions and get in the right position, you know you don't look towards the earthly things. You look toward the heavenly things. Well, Pastor, I can't see. Then that's good. You don't need to see. But you need to spend time that you now start to, watch this, get revelation of. See, the sight of the world is something you want to see that is like a physical fact. Oh, I see it. It's coming. Instead of a spiritual revelation that says it, that his will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, when you are in revelation, you're not looking for earthly things. You know it shall be done. See that oh my God, it's a separation from sitting there and letting my physical mind always tell me I'm so this, I'm so that, instead of being in a spiritual place that says, okay, that is what I'm going to go through. I'm going to have to handle that some way. How can I live better? How can I eat better? How can I talk better? How can I, whatever I have to do down there, I'm going to do that. But I know up here I'm perfectly made in his image. And I'm going to shout hallelujah in my spirit until my flesh catch up. I am going to walk in my anointing and in my engagement, in my spirit, even though the flesh tells me quit, even though the flesh tells me I can't do it, even though the flesh says I'm no good and the people around my flesh try to confirm it. We spend too much time not engaged in the war, but trying to deal with the battle. The battle has already been won. See, the battle is when somebody else comes against you because they're acting just like somebody else. They doing things that have already been done. See, when I pay attention to the engagement, I know it's not about even me fighting with physical warfare because oh my God, it's spiritual. The weapons of warfare are not carnal. They are spiritual. Everything for us, when we say, this is war, let's go there. No, see, you still want to get a gun. You still want to go to the gym and get them. Now, I'm not going to knock that because, believe me, we all could do better in that area. A walk a day, 5 push-ups, anything physically to bump our metabolism and to get our heart rate going, we all should be doing. Side note number 2. But in the spiritual, oh my God, that's why I'm still trying to get more and more perfected because I know that's not where I may live here on this earth, but I'm not of this earth. I'm just in it. I want to spend time where I really have been positioned to be. That place, oh yeah, we can always share that through every message. The place that has been prepared. That's that engagement. See, when you're engaged, you're not waiting for something to happen. When you're engaged, you're not letting somebody call you and remind you it's happening. You already see it coming because you know it shall come to pass. Oh, yes, to God be the glory that he's ready to raise us up. To God be the, oh, my God, to God be the glory that now because of Jesus, I can do it. I really can make it. I'm a PK kid, and everybody probably knows my little background. Sung church, stole from the church, lied on the church, did everything in the church, and then got in the world and did all those things too. But let me tell you, when I met Jesus for myself, it wasn't my praying grandmother. Thank you, God, for her. That was so many obstacles that didn't catch me. Oh, thank you so much for my praying mother. Thank you so much for my praying aunties and my father and my the church. Thank you so much. But I had to realize meeting Jesus, as I start praying for myself and knowing that this relationship, oh my, it was divine. This relationship was where now I can not look at a physical, but have a spiritual relationship where he's honored. Oh yeah, he's a mighty God. Yes, he is. He's almighty. There is nothing that was made without him. Nothing. He is the creator of all things by what? A word. And we're still looking for an obstacle. Side note number three. People say, I'm blessed. And they say that just because they got a new car. That's not, no. If you really look at the definition, I'm on this. I'm gonna probably say this every season in this season of 2018. Blessed means happy. The winds of heaven open up and pour out blessings. That's your happiness, to be in joy, to be in love, to be in relationship with God. Because, you know, God is spirit. Read John chapter 4. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Stop trying to get it. It's not coming. He is looking for those. The Bible even says, go a little farther, John 4, 24. 25, he's seeking such to worship him. See, that's engaged. Ooh, that's engaged in relationship with God. That's engaged at war. See, being at war is not always, you know, blood and death. Being at war means you're ready, you're prepared, you are in a proactive state for whatever comes. Read Philippians chapter 4. Paul explained it very clearly. He said, I am content whether this, whether that, up, down, cold, hot, hungry, full, money, no money. I am content because I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me to do all things. Not, you know, I know we get that twisted. I can do all things. Like we're going to jump off of a building, or we're going to do something that's so spectacular that we can say, I didn't break my leg. Don't, you better get off of that 12-story building saying, I can do all things. You better know that you can be content in all things when you can do all things. Those things that are against you, those people that come against you, the situations that don't make sense, I can do it. I can do it. Somebody tonight need to hear that. Just say, I can do it. I can do it no matter what. I don't care what they say out there. I don't care the looks I get. I don't care the opposition that comes. I can do it. Do what? Follow. Stay engaged in a place with God. Ooh, where it's no longer your will, but it is the will of God. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. Come on, say finally. That means I got it. Put your hand in the air with me tonight and say finally. I understand. Because most people see finally and they say, oh, it's the end. Finally, my brother, you're going to die, but be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. No, right now. This is a now word. This isn't a word for next year. He said, oh, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6 and 33. But I know he goes a little farther and says, you know what? Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not promised. But today, right now, when? Now. Today is sufficient for itself. You better get in the now realm and know that everything that I do is contingent on my now. Not my tomorrow, my now. When? See, God is a God of now. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. You better stay in the realm of now. Kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When? Now. You better know that you can have a word from God. When? Now. You have to wait around for a church service. You don't have to wait around for a broadcast. Open your Bible and get a word. When? Now. When you operate in the now of engagement. Let's engage. Put on the whole armor of God, verse 11. That you, see, this is a personal message. And you know, I wasn't there. But I know how God reveals to me. And I'm speaking the word from the word right now to you. And I have a little notches and a couple little notes and things like that around it that are encouraging me to say certain things at certain times that the Spirit leads me. But every time I look at this, I'm talking to myself. And when I look at the way Paul did it in a lot, and if you really study Paul, and he is dynamic to study, he always described it in a personal situation. Because he could have said he said that you, see, I put my name on that me, Edward, that Edward may put on the whole armor of God, that Edward may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we, now you get into an understanding that this isn't just about one person going through and somebody else. You have to understand that we all go through. But what are you going to do? That's the point that really gets me. Is say, okay, we can confirm that we all go through, but what am I going to do to stand while I go through? What am I going to do to withstand while I go through? Watch this. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age. When? Now. Against principalities, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. I shared that last week. We started this series last Monday. But don't you know? Heavenly places. Watch what he says right here. Heavenly places. To me, when I looked at that, I was like, it's other places that might be heavenly. It might sound like it. It might even be dressed like it. It may even be polished like it. It may even have a billboard sign like it. But if you don't know Jesus and God on your own, how can you identify or connect with heaven? There's no heavenlies. There's the heaven of our Father. There's the heaven that we want to connect to. And if there are heavenly realms, okay, but I want to know heaven. I want to know God the Father. I want to know Jesus the Son. I want to know the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And I want to have a relationship that is not a question. God is not in this place. God is the place. Is he showing up? No, did you show up? I'm serious, man. People get in church. God is in the place. Man, God was already here. You got to get in the place. You have to be in the right position of engagement. I'm engaged. I'm at war. War to keep my mind fixed on him. War to stay in the pleasing of his eyesight. I'm at war that I can worship him in the spirit and in his truth. And I know I must put on the whole armor. Stop trying to think you can just put on one piece and it's going to work. Without the whole principle, and this goes for the whole word. I know we're talking about the whole armor in this series. But I'm talking about through all the principles of the word, it's still contingent to you following all the instructions. Well, I could do this and get away with that. Nobody ain't going to know I did that. No, God knows everything. And it's God that's looking. Watch this. To find us pleasing and acceptable in his eyes, not mine. Pastor, I read 3 chapters, man. Look what I did. Okay, man, praise God, but I'm not the one. He is. And you don't have to get on the corner and shout it out. You have to boast it out. He knows all things. He knows your heart. He knows your study habits. He knows your prayer life. He knows your walk. He knows your talk. And he knows your example. Stop trying to fool yourself. He knows all things. But are you ready to engage? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age. Win now against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Now, I want to just side note on that again. Do you see how many levels of warfare we have? He could have just said against the wiles of the enemy. No, he said against, first of all, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Your brother, your sister is not your battle. that spirit in them may be, but you have to know you cannot fight the battle by physical, but by what? Spiritual. Oh, yeah, I say all the time, the first thing you need to do is pray. Before you call me, you need to pray. And then it may not be the one if you pray first, I may not be the one that you call. You may call me just because you heard me tonight, you on the broadcast, and it was confirming. But if you pray first, God, and I'm not saying he won't send you to call me, but he may send you somewhere else that you can get what you need. But I'm telling you, pray first. And know that you have to be on guard from the east, the west, the north, the south, the southeast, west, the south, northwest, and every other west and east and north that comes around. All the way around, I must be protected and be aware that it's a lot coming at me. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. Now, standing just means you're standing in one position, but to withstand means you are able to take up storms and attacks and obstacles. So you withstanding, meaning you are going to be there. It may be a hump of dirt over you, but when they tear it all down, you will still be withstanding in your position. Watch this. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded up your waist with truth. I love how he just keeps it so on point, because don't you know there's a level of how you put on the whole armor? The truth is the key. But where do you put the truth? Around your waist. Don't you know that once your waist, don't you know when your core is together? Go talk to a personal trainer. And you say, man, well, this. And they'll tell you, if your core is not in order, you just playing. You're not going to ever get any, the bottom or the top in order until your core is intact. Your core holds it all together. What's your core? Your stomach. Them handles. Your waistline. Your back, that your core holds everything together. Look how he started right there. He says that therefore stand, having girded up your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now you see, as you protect your, you got your waist girded up in truth. Now the second thing is to protect your heart. The breastplate is to take care of the chest area and all that. Don't you know that a dart in your physical heart will kill the body? Look at the structure of how we're set up here. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Somebody trying to go to war or get engaged and you still aren't at peace at yourself. And it comes from, he said, the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which with you were able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, I want a side note on that one for us, is that don't you know you shouldn't be under, or you shouldn't, no, you're under attack. I can't say that. That's not, I can't point that, but I shouldn't be able to tell. I'm sorry that the anointing is flowing. I'm getting that little giggle on me, but I shouldn't be able to tell. Because right there, he says that you, watch this, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench. Don't you know when you quench your thirst, you are absorbing? That means you can take on the name calling. You can take on anything. That's why I got silly about that. I shouldn't be able to tell. That's deep, man. I'm going. I shouldn't be able to tell. You should still be saying, oh, yep. Ooh, hallelujah. I can. Watch this. Quench the fiery darts, and they coming, of the wicked one, and take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always. Oh, you mean to tell me? Pastor E was right. He's always talking about praying. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Oh, you mean to tell? I'm on something. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance. Oh, you better persevere. And supplication for all the saints. You mean it ain't just about me? No. It's not. It's really not about you. It's really not about me. We get ourselves ready. We get ourselves engaged for others. Oh, my God. I hope I have somebody tonight who says, you know what? That changed my whole perception on ministry. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. See, that's why I preach the word from the word. Because there's mysteries in here. Go ahead, go on back to Ephesians chapter 3 and understand that you have to understand with all the saints what is physical and which is spiritual. Read it on your own. That I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may speak boldly and ought to speak. But that you also may know my affairs and how I am doing. Titus, a beloved brother and a faithful minister of the Lord, will make all things known to you. See, you're going to send somebody with a report. But don't you know the report is not the person speaking, it's the spirit they carry. Peace to the brother and love of faith of God and the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. See, as we go into this next level of each area, we're going to study each part. Yes, we're going to talk about the helmet in detail. We're going to talk about the shield of faith in detail. We're going to talk about the shoes to spread the gospel of peace, the sword of the spirit, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. We're going to talk about all of them in detail. So we really understand in our studies. Oh, get them journal books back out. Let's Talk Jesus. Keep that Let's Talk Jesus and Finishing Strong is about to launch in March. I know we did say in February, but the Lord just said, no, continue to bring something on Wednesdays until the first broadcast in March, first Wednesday in March for Finishing Strong. Get those journals ready. Let's build these journals that we can go higher. But in this one, we're going to talk about every piece of the armor. And we're going to learn how to connect it, how to wear it, and how to walk in it so we can be engaged. Oh, that's the word for this season, engaged. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to fellowship together. But we most of all thank you that we could just say, bless those that are in need. We open up the portion room right now, Lord, and we say, heal the sick. Find the lost. Save us all, Lord, by the confession of our faith. And we believe right now that by our belief and by our willingness to trust you with all our heart and by not leaning on our own understanding and by acknowledging you in all our ways, that you shall direct our paths to be engaged. Have your way tonight, Lord. We declare, we decree, we will not leave this place the same, but changed. Rearranged and transformed by the renewing of our minds. And in Christ Jesus' name, say, I pray. And all those in agreement said, amen. We're going to start this broadcast with this song and end it. God bless you, family.
While I pray, no matter.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.